When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
This is a crazy thing that happens. And then this isn't the first, the second, the third, the fourth, fifth. The number of times this has happened is absolutely crazy. So there's a video game out there called War Thunder. It's on PC and consoles. And it is a somewhat real-to-life military simulator. And they use some as close to real-to-life statistics and data to kind of inform the game. So, like, if you're flying an F-15...
War Thunder.
Yeah, right. If you're flying an F-15 in the game, like, it can only carry certain armaments, certain GBUs, guided bomb units, certain air-to-air missiles. Like, it's true to life, and it has, like, a true-to-life range, and the handling and mobility and speed, like, all those things are kind of, like, they try to keep them true to life, right? Well, a lot of this stuff comes from the publicly available Jane's Defense Systems records, which... They tell you and they give you some stuff, but I've seen the actual data. It's not the same. For those that are unaware, there's the classified and there's the unclassified version. The classified version has the actual ranges and effective systems, all those kind of things. They're leaking out into the video game via forums and Discord.
Oh, so people that are playing the video games are like, I want this to be even more real. I'm going to leak out the classified information.
Yes, this is the European Union, the Eurofighter, the Typhoon, their radar system. So it tells you like how effective, max effective ranges, cross sections, all those kind of things.
This rocks.
Yes. it revolves around the scanning capability of the captor radar, led to a user posting restricted material in an attempt to prove their argument. So basically, these guys get in a forum and go, well, actually, and push their glasses up on their forehead. And a lot of times they're either active duty military or defense department personnel or prior service. Like, I can't remember to take out my trash. I can tell you the max effective ranges of every surface-to-air missile system on this planet and how to defeat them.
What was the final downfall of the great U.S. Empire? Well, there were these nerds who got on this video game called Thunder War.
Thunder War.
War Thunder.
And they gave out all their secrets.
Yep. So,
is what happened to Rome?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what happened. It was War Thunder that did it.
War Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in one of the forums. I will take this opportunity again to remind everyone here, please do not under any circumstances try to post, share any sources unless you are 100% certain they are legally declassified and publicly safe for use. We will never handle or use them, and all it does is actively harm any possible future changes being possible by trying to use them. Do not do it. No good will ever come from it. For you or the vehicle you are trying to post for.
Please don't leak national security information. Again, how many times do we need to tell you? Come on. What are we doing here?
And again, there are also, it's not just in the U.S. These are people like in Italy and in England
Stealth
and in China.
Bomber 69, you've been banned.
Yeah. Quit trying to leak the radar cross-section of a B-2. Which is kind of funny because, like, the thing about that is, this 100%, I know, but it has, like, the radar cross-section of a bumblebee.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it looks like on a radar.
Sweet.
That's why we spend $2 billion on each one of them. Like, it's very cool stuff. But, like, how it works and why it works, not for War Thunder.
I cannot wait for the congressional hearing on this. Like, Patriot Missile 420, is this you? Yes, sir, that is me.
Like, this is the article goes on to further state. And again, this article is coming out of the UK Defense Journal.
Of course.
Like, this is not just like some, like, the New York Post. Like, this is like, this is a real problem.
Golly.
This is not the first time this has happened for European platforms. It's happened with the Challenger 2 tank. And I remember that one. I believe that was the first one when they leaked the armor system. Like, what makes the armor effective, the armor plating so effective.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, guys, let's not put that out there. You don't need to leak out, like, the weak points of the armor system of the tank that your soldiers are driving.
Just talking with my homies, like, nobody's going to know this.
What you don't realize here, Danny, though, is that other guy was saying that it wasn't as strong as it was. That's why they had to leak it.
Yeah. Oh, no, and it's funny. It's
like, dude, you made it way too strong.
Like, that's the thing. Is like, you're saying
that.
Why'd
they nerf it?
Yeah, you're saying that, but that's, like, literally how the argument went. Like, I want my tank to be stronger. I want my helicopter to be more lethal. Or, you know, some, you know, bunker-busting bomb is, like, should have a higher impact threshold. Or it's like the guided bomb unit that has, you know, bomblets. It's like, you know, there's actually 46 bomblets in there and not 36. It's like, guys.
I counted, and you're wrong.
It's like, and you get somebody who's like, well, I work as an ammo loader for the F-16, and I know exactly. It's like, yeah, and you also have a security clearance, so do yourself a favor and shut up, dude.
I love that trolls are going to be the reason why we lose, like, the next war.
Yeah.
Like, right, like,
internet troll.
You don't need a honeypot anymore. You just go poke the nerds. Like, you don't even have to use a hot woman anymore to get sensitive data.
The next great war strategy is catfishing on War Thunder Forum.
Just absolutely insane.
Well, and you know what is crazy, though, is, like, you hear so many of, like, the espionage stories, and this kind of dumb stuff, and actually even dumber stuff, has been what has been turning points in wars before. Like, dude's just trying to get some, and oop, got some information, war turned.
See, but they're not even trying to get some anymore. They're just trying to win their stupid video game.
Yeah, they want their main tank to be better.
Will, I don't need to remind you of this. It's 2024. That's the same as getting some these days.
You're not wrong.
You guys play different video games than I do. It's not a feature on the games I play.
See, that's why I don't play video games. Is I don't want to give up any national security secrets. You know?
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That why it is? Not because you're washed?
Well, I don't have any national security secrets.
No, I'm talking about the video games.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't know where to start with War Thunder.
My other co-host on TV, right, Joe Simons, I gave him the sticks to play a video game, I want to say, probably 3 or 4 years ago. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing, Dusty.
Well, like, you get out of the game.
I mean, my man couldn't, like, I don't even think he was keeping up with the Nintendo 64 anymore.
That's tough.
Yeah, like that was like the two directional sticks.
Yeah,
cooked him. It was like he could only move one at a time.
Yeah, some people don't have it.
It was like, oh no.
There's still one video game that everyone can play. It's Mario Kart on Wii.
Mario Kart.
Everyone can play Mario Kart on Wii. It doesn't matter how young or old you are. You can figure it out.
I feel
quickly.
Like
the dual sticks is a problem, man. I'm telling you.
I feel like it's fine. Like, you just stop playing video games at some point. That's okay.
I'm just not going to let go.
It keeps me young.
No, that doesn't keep me young. It probably ages me with the frustration that I get at some points. But every now and then, I get to humble the 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
You have one of those one of those games.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like throwing that football over that there mountain.
Yeah. Still got it.
Still got it.
It's like B-Roy in the playoffs versus the Mavs.
Yeah, no, you still got one left in you.
Yeah.
It's tough, man, because these 15-year-olds are little hopped up ADHD, Ritalin using caffeine junkies, and they're like, you know.
Yeah, at that age, they don't even need all that stuff. They just, that's how they live.
Oh, they're twitchy, man.
Yeah.
You want to talk about quick twitch athletes in professional sports? These quick twitch freaking psychopaths with a controller is just, it's hard, man.
I feel like I'm totally okay with being washed on the video games.
It's tough. It's tough out here. It's a humbling experience.
No Thunder War for you?
Thunder War.
No. No, none of that. I don't even know the last time I played a video game.
Your kid hasn't made you get on the sticks yet?
He doesn't have sticks to get on.
Mm. Oh.
They go outside.
Yeah.
To their friend's house where they have sticks they can get on?
Uncle Danny's going to sneak over.
He does that sometimes.
A video game console one of these days. Just going to appear over there.
Well, that'll be sent right back home.
Give you one of the old ones to catch back up on. All right, coming up next, I want to have this discussion because after what happened this weekend and what bad teams in the NFL are doing right now, is tanking becoming a thing? Should it become a thing? Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.